Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Hey, Peter, I heard that John's having a party, but you know what? John is such like a horrible person. If anyone goes to that party, I don't think I want to be their friend anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, Sam, I got invited to John's party.
Oh, but you won't go, right?
Of course I go. So, what do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, of course I'm still going to be friends with you, Peter. I guess I just stuck my foot in my mouth again.
It's alright, doesn't matter. 那么刚才的对话呢，我们提到了昨天讲到的一点 put your foot in your mouth. 翻译成中文呢，它表示一个人说错了话。刚才呢，Sam说到，如果说任何人想去 John 的 party 的话呢，那么这个人肯定有毛病，因为 John 这个人呢，有些怪怪的。那么喜欢 John 的人呢，也肯定是一些非常怪的人。我听完之后呢，我跟 Sam 说， Sam， 我呢接到了这样的邀请，同时呢我也要去参加这样的 party， 你认为我是一个很怪的人吗？ Sam 听完之后呢说，对不起，我又说错话了。那么用到了我们昨天讲到的 Eden， put your foot in your mouth， 表示一个人说错了话。 Alright, so what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, today's idiom, we're not going to put our foot in anything. Today we're talking about our head.
Head.
Yes.Today's idiom is put your or our heads together. So put your heads together, or you could say put our heads together.
昨天一点我们讲到的是脚，今天呢我们讲我们的头 head， 但是呢大家注意，今天的头呢是一个复数的概念， put our or your heads together，表示说把一些人的头放到一起。 So what's that mean?
Well, maybe the heads are a little bit cold. So I know if you put the heads together, maybe the heads can keep the other heads warm.
Right, since in winter, people feel cold, they huddle together.
Yeah.
And today, the heads huddle together.
That's right.
To keep them warm.
Sure, why not?
Well, let's do a little conversation to show what that means. Put your or our heads together.
Okay, great idea.
Well, let's start.
Hey, Peter, you know, for this year's school play, instead of copying another play that's already been written, I was thinking maybe we can make our own play. What do you think?
Well, Sam, it sounds great, but don't you think there's some problems?
Like what problems?
Well, I think it will be a huge challenge for you to work out the script, the plot all by yourself. You know, you will have to, you know, juggle with your homework at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. I know creating a play, there's a lot to think about. But I'm kind of hoping I don't have to do this all by myself. I was thinking maybe next Monday, we can get all the school faculty together. This way, if we all put our heads together, we can think about together the plot.
Right.
Like you mentioned, the different characters that could be in the story, maybe some different problems that the characters will encounter, maybe some costume design.
Right.
This way, if we all put our heads together, I think we can really come up with something original, something wonderful.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. So how about I send an email to all the faculty members, and then we can all get together next Monday.
No problem.那么刚才的对话呢，用到了 put your heads or our heads together。它的场景是呢 ，Sam 呢今年准备呢做一个非常有原创性的一个戏剧的一个创意。但是呢，我问的 Sam 一个问题是：你一个人能够完成这么大的一个工程吗？因为呢，你还是学生，同时呢，你还要呢忙这么多的事情，对你来讲，时间是很大的一个。Challenge. Sam 听完之后说，我一个人把整个的剧本，一个整个的情节，包括呢服装、演员都设计好来讲呢，的确很难。为什么我们不把所有的同学或所有的这些感兴趣的人呢叫到一起，我们一起集思广益，把我们刚才说的那些问题呢一起来解决了。我听完之后呢觉得这是一个好主意，我们一起来做，想出一个更有创意的一个 school play。 所以今天呢 idiom put your heads together 翻译成中文呢是集思广益。 So put your heads together means a teamwork.
Yes, because you know, a lot of times when it comes to solving problems, we ourselves might get stuck.
Right.
We don't know how to solve the problem, But when maybe a few friends, few family members, coworkers, if we all get together to try and solve the problem or talk it out, then we can no doubt overcome or find a solution to the problem.
For example, students can put their heads together, work out a math problem, right?
Yeah, we know some math problems can be quite challenging and take up an hour of our time just to work out. So, two heads, three heads, or more are better than just your one head.
Right, particularly after, you know, class or tutoring, and the students, they can sit together, have a little conference, and they work out the solutions.
Yes.
But there's a warning, I think. You're not supposed to put your head together during exam, right?
Yes, of course, because the test is designed to test every individual's capability.
Right.
So there, yeah, putting our heads together is not allowed.
Right, 那么今天的一点呢，我们强调了集思广益呢，它提倡的是一个团队的精神，但是呢，注意了，在我们的考试的时候呢，大家一定不能 put your heads together。如果说你们一起来商量一个题的话呢，那么就是一个 cheating， 是非常非常严重的一个 academic misconduct。
Yeah, the students all got 100% on the test. Well, there's something wrong there.
Right, so put your heads together is today's idiom.
Yeah.So there's a lot of different areas. We talked about school, but of course in work, within the family, we can all work together to figure out or find the solution.
Right. 所以说呢，我们今天的idiom不仅仅可以用在学校的场景当中，还可以用在家庭，或者是呢，在一个办公室的场景当中，很多同事一起呢，解决问题，得到一个更理想，更加好的一个解决的方案，就可以用今天的idiom, put your heads together.
Yes.
Alright, so that's it for today's idiom discussion. And now let's move to next part of today's show, which is...
Okay, so yesterday in our Hit the Books, we were talking about how other people's skin always feels softer than our own.
Right.
So we left the audience with two questions, which is, why do we feel like the need to touch other people's skin, and what benefits are there from touching and being touched?
Right, so there are two questions need to be answered.
Yes.
And today, we will present you the answer.
Great.
And before we go to the answer part, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for our hit the books is...Texture. Texture. T-E-X-T-U-R-E. Texture.
第一个单词 texture, 它可以呢是指我们皮肤的整个的纹理，也可以指一个木材或者一棵树它的整个树皮的一个 texture.
Okay, next is the word scrap. Scrap. S-C-R-A-P. Scrap.
第二个单词 scrap, 在这里面呢是指这个碎片 scrap.
Next is the word intimate.Intimate. I-N-T-I-M-A-T-E. Intimate.
第三个单词 intimate 翻译成中文是亲密的。
Next is the word infant. Infant. I-N-F-A-N-T. Infant.
下一个单词 infant 翻译成中文是婴儿。
Yeah, so another title for a child or small child.
Right, 那么指非常小的小孩叫 infant, 有的时候呢也可以指一个行业，比如说 infant industry, 一个婴儿的行业，表示说呢需要受到保护的一些行业。
Next we have the word persistent, persistent, P-E-R-S-I-S-T-E-N-T, persistent.
下一个单词是指一个人做事情的话呢非常具有恒心或者毅力，叫 persistent, 有坚持的那种精神。
Yeah.
但是呢如果是指一个人的病情它是 persistent, 那是非常糟糕的情况，比如说你不停地在 coughing, persistent cough, it's bad.
Yeah, persistence can be good, can be bad.
Right.
But there is a useful saying, I hope we can all remember, which is persistence pays off.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you don't give up, you don't quit, then you'll pay off, and that means that a good outcome will come from your persistence.
Right, so you're going to use the noun form, persistence pays off in the end.
Right.
如果说呢一个人努力坚持最后呢会有所回报，就可以用，那么就可以用刚才 Sam 讲到的词组 persistence, 但是大家注意后面是一个 CE 结尾的，它是一个名词，表示一个人的恒心最后会 pay off, 表示说呢有所回报。 回报。
But like you said, it could be negative if like a salesman calls you, he's very persistent, doesn't want to let you get off the phone. That could be very annoying.
Right. Like a insurance man, right?
Yes, exactly. Next is irrespective of. Irrespective of. Irrespective is I-R-R-E-S-P-E-C-T-I-V-E. Irrespective of.
下一个词组呢，表示说无论什么样子，无论什么情况。
So I guess there's other ways we could say irrespective of.
Or we could say regardless of.
Yeah, so there's a couple ways we could say that.
Right.
All right, next we have the word novel. Novel. N-O-V-E-L. Novel.
下一个单词大家听起来非常的熟悉，但是呢，它不是一个名词的性质，是一个形容词，表示说新的。Novel, something novel. 它表示一个 something new.
Yes. And sometimes you hear the word novelty. Like, well, it's a novelty item.
Right. 那么这个 novel, 它的名词呢是 novelty, 后面加一个 ty, 表示说新鲜的事情，新鲜的事物。
Okay, well, that brings us to our last word for our Hit the Books, which is hedonic. Hedonic. H-E-D-O-N-I-C. Hedonic.
今天最后一个单词 hedonic, 翻译成中文是快乐的。Happy. Well, let's go to the answer part. Why people want to be touched, or they want to touch other people.
And the benefits.
Right.
Here we go. To find out, the researchers set up a series of experiments that would examine what people felt when they touched another's skin. They had them touch their own forearm and touch another person's forearm and rate their softness. Sure enough,The participants regularly rated each other's skin as softer and smoother than their own. When they tested their skin against the texture of other objects, they still rated the other person's skin as softer than theirs in relation to those objects. They even attached scraps of cotton fabric to each participant's forearm and had the other stroke that to make sure that the illusion was based on skin-to-skin contact.As expected, the participants rated both cloths to be equally soft and smooth. Touching the other person's skin, and in particular, skin with hair follicles, not the bare skin like that of your palm, appears to be key. Under these conditions, frequently encountered in intimate relations between partners or between infants and caregivers, a social softness illusion arises.People have the persistent illusion that others' skin is softer and smoother than theirs, irrespective of any individual skin differences. The authors wrote, The researchers also tested different speeds and found that the illusion seemed to work best with a slow, gentle caress, the kind you'd use to touch a baby or a loved one. This kind of caress is often pleasurable for the receiver.But this tactile illusion of softness ensures that the experience is enjoyable for the giver as well, the authors said. To the best of our knowledge, this novel illusion leads to the first demonstration in humans of the hedonic benefits of social touch for the touch provider, the authors wrote. It allows the experience of touch to be a positive one for both people, enabling the authors called a...Tactile mechanism of emotional sharing.
Well, in order to find the answer, the scientist did experiment first.
Yeah, because we know if something seems like it's real, well, you might want to test it to see if it's really true. So, they set up a bunch of research studies.
Right. 科学家为了解答我们昨天提出的两个问题呢，他们首先呢做了一个 experiment, 做了一个试验。这个试验提到了说用人体的 skin 作为一个、object of the experiment.
Yes. So, what the experiment involved was your forearm.、
Mm-hmm.
First, you were supposed to touch your forearm and then touch another person's forearm.
首先呢他们用手臂呢来进行试验让对方去相互触摸自己的 forearm.
After they touched the forearm, they would rate the softness to see if they thoughtThe other person's forearm was softer than their own.
摸完之后呢，他们去比较哪一个的手臂更加的柔软 ，Which one is more gentle?
Yes. So sure enough, it showed that the participants regularly rated each other's skin as softer or smoother than their own.
Right. 通过试验呢，他们发现往往会觉得对方的手臂呢比自己的手臂更加的柔软。这也是我们昨天得到的一个结论，往往会觉得对方的 skin is softer than yours.
Yeah, that's right.You know, they even, added kind of a little bit to the test. It mentions that they tested their skin against the texture of other objects. So they always rated the other person's skin as softer in relation to those objects.
So what that means, even when you put something on your forearm,
yeah.
they still rated your skin is softer than mine.
Yep, that's right.
同时呢，在做试验的时候呢，他们把其他的东西呢放到了我们的手臂上面，比如说文中提到了棉花，那么对方呢会感觉到，即使说你放了棉花，他也仍觉得你的这个手臂要比他的这个手臂呢更加的柔软。那么我们知道呢，这是人的一个 illusion， 人的一个错觉，往往会觉得对方的东西比自己的要好。
Now this is interesting too because they want to make sure it's just skin.Where this illusion appears, not with other objects or cloth textures.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like, are your cotton pants softer than my cotton pants?
Mm-hmm.
So, to see if, this is true or not, they put a patch of cotton cloth on each other's arm, mm-hmm. but the cloth always felt the same.
他们在做试验的时候呢，同时呢把棉花放到了我们的手臂上面，让他们感觉到我们在触摸这个棉花和触摸这个我们手臂的时候呢，他们的感觉是否一样。通过实验得出呢，只有说人的皮肤之间相互接触才能感觉到这种差异，如果中间加到了其他的物质呢，不会对我们的感觉产生太大的区别。
Yeah, and actually when they touched the cotton fabric, they felt that it was equally soft. It was exactly the same. There was no difference.
Right.
So it shows there's something in our brain, like you mentioned, it's an illusion. When we touch each other's skin, oh, the other person's skin always feels softer, but with cloth, no, it's only skin.
Only the skin, right.
Yes. It's interesting, too, that it depends on kind of where you touch. I guess if the skin has a lot of hair,
mm-hmm.
then maybe it won't feel as soft. So I think that's why they chose the forearm, because the forearm doesn't really have a lot of hair.
那我们知道呢，只有说我们比较光滑的皮肤呢，能够产生这种特别柔软的感觉。但是呢，如果说这个皮肤上面有太多的毛发的话，会影响到这种柔软的感觉。
So they mentioned that this illusion is quite persistent and consistent when it comes to intimate relations.
Mm-hmm.
So like with partners, like man and woman, or marriage partners, or between infants and caregivers, like a baby and their mom. This is often where this illusion arises.
Right. 那么这种错觉呢，在那种关系更加紧密的人群当中呢，更加的强烈。文中提到的是partner, 可能说 wife and husband, 夫妻之间或者是婴儿之间以及呢 a caregiver, or like a babysitter, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if we accidentally bump some guy on the street, we're probably going to say, hey, your skin is much softer than mine.
That's weird, right? 所以刚才 Sam 给了我们一个例子，就是说他往往呢这种感觉是存在一种熟人之间，但是如果说在街上两个陌生人撞到一起，对方会说，哎呦，你的皮肤这么的柔软，那么这个问题会听起来非常的怪。会觉得对方呢 something wrong with this guy, has a mental problem, right?
Yeah, so we're only really going to see this illusion again with kind of intimate relationships.
Right, 那么这种感觉呢，它虽然是一个 illusion, 是一个错觉，但是呢，一定发生在熟人之间。
They also mentioned that speed, so we know that if it has a lot of hair, well, they might not feel that soft.But also, speed may have a factor or come into play.
Mm-hmm.
So usually if you touch like a baby, of course you're going to touch them very soft
mm-hmm.
and very gently. So this also will make it seem like the skin is soft.
So the faster is better or slower the better?
Slower the better.
那么这种感觉呢，随着你的速度越来越慢，它的感觉呢会越来越强烈。如果说你太快的话，摸一下对方，那么对方会感觉到呢没有那么强烈的一个 softer 的感觉，往往是那种比如说妈妈去抚摸自己的孩子，那么这种过程当中会产生那种非常强烈的一个 illusion means people are happy, enjoy being touched.
Yes, that's right. And you know what? It's not just people like the receiver or the giver. Both parties, both the receiver and the giver, benefit from touch.
Right. 那么在这个过程当中，它不是一个单向的行为，是一个 something mutual， 是一个双向的。不仅仅是摸对方的人会觉得非常的舒服，同时呢，被摸的人也觉得非常的快乐，非常的 happy.
Yeah, it's very enjoyable.
Right.
Now, the authors that wrote this article go on to mention that this illusion is kind of like the first demonstration in humans of the hedonic benefits of social touch for the provider and the giver.
So it's a demonstration of why people enjoy touching each other.
Yeah.
And some people enjoy being touched.
Yeah.
It's a hedonic benefits of social touch.
Yes, that's right.
它翻译成中文是呢，是一个非常快乐的一个好处 hedonic benefits, 通过去摸别人以及呢被别人触摸。
Now, but why do we have this? Why do humans have this kind of experience? Well, it mentions it's a positive experience、mm-hmm. for both the toucher and the one being touched.
Right.
It enables us, it, or enables like a mechanism.、
Mm-hmm.
It mentions a tactile mechanism of emotional sharing.、
Right.
So it's kind of like something that can help us be closer or help us bond together.
Well, I think it's the answer to the question we raised yesterday.
Yes.
So the benefits of touching or being touched lies in the tactile mechanism of emotional sharing.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on this expression? It sounds a little bit abstract, right?
Sure, it does, yeah. But if you think, well, if a mother is very serious, never touches their child, it feels like there's a barrier between the parent and the child.
Right.
But when the mother can touch the child, they can share this emotional joy with each other, that barrier disappears.
Right.
They become kind of like glued together.
Mm-hmm.
Their emotional bond becomes much, much stronger. They're not distant, but they're very, very close.
Close, right. 那么今天最后的这四个单词呢 tactile mechanism of emotional sharing, 就是对我们昨天提出的问题的一个最好的回答。它翻译成中文是人们情感分享过程当中的一个触摸机制，听起来非常的抽象，但是通过 Sam 的讲解呢，我们知道人呢如果说没有 touching each other, 那么人会觉得非常非常的遥远，会觉得非常 isolated, 但是呢由于人们通过相互接触之间能够感觉到快乐，那么人们愿意呢我去摸你，你来摸我，这样的话呢通过这种 the benefits of touching, 人们愿意能够 go together and getting closer and closer.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
那么这样的话呢形成我们一个非常好的非常良好的一个社会关系的一个 foundation. It's the foundation of social relationship.
Yes.
Right.
So remember, well, if there's a stranger next to you, probably shouldn't be touching his forearm, telling him how soft his skin is.
Right.
You only want to do this with the intimate relationships because it helps us get even more intimate.
Right, so touching is acceptable. There is condition, right?
Yes, there are.
Right. Well, that's it for today's talk about the benefits of touching.
Okay.
Also, that's the end of today's Youth English.
Yes.
And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
There's a few things we have to burn. Set our hearts ablaze. And every city was a king. And every skyline was like a kiss upon the lips. And every city was a king.Every skyline, how big, how blue, how beautiful. How big, how blue, how beautiful. Now we want a man was falling through space. And every day I wore your face like an atmosphere around me.Space, and every day I wore your face like an atmosphere.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白。不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better thanThey say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only with living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I'll tell you all.